Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now give me the definition of faith again. Substance or confidence of things hoped for. Evidence of what? Things not seen. We're saved by hope. Now, Bible hope is confident expectation. We'd probably use the word expectation. What people use in modern vernacular, I sure hope so, is not talking about this. That's really a desire. That means I want it to be, I wish it would be. That's not Bible hope. Bible hope is confident expectation, and we're saved by it. I thought we're saved by faith. Saying the same thing. Because faith is the confidence, assurance of things hoped for. If you have faith, you have hope. If you have faith, you have expectation. Saved by expectation. But expectation that is what? Seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for it? If you see it, you wouldn't need to believe for it. Yeah, but I don't have it. That's why you need to believe for it. Yeah, but I don't have it. I'm not going to say I believe I got something I don't have. Didn't say, Mark 11:23 and 24, didn't say, when you pray, believe you see it. Believe you feel it. No. Believe the report says it is. No. Believe the test says it is. No. Believe what? Believe you receive. You don't see it. You don't feel it. But you believe you receive it. Then the unseen changes the seen. We're saved by expectation. Hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for it? Verse 25, if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it, or perseverance. Some say, well, it's not here. Well, it is, you just can't see it. It's coming. It'll show up here. But I don't have the money, so you better believe you receive it. Believe you receive it and call it. Well, I hurt. Well, believe you receive healing. Believe you receive peace. Believe you receive wisdom. I believe that I receive and I call that done. I call it paid for. I call my body healed. Yeah, but you don't see it. I don't have to see it. That's what faith is all about. If you already saw it, you're not expecting it. But because I believe I receive it, it puts me in a state of expectation. I'm expecting. I know when I first started learning about faith and hope, the Lord gave me this example. When I was a little boy, we ate cereal, sometimes for breakfast. And in the Kellogg's boxes and the other boxes, post, whatever, you get prizes. And sometimes on the back, if you send a certain amount of box tops and maybe a little money, you can get stuff. Well, there was this Nido submarine that you could get. And you put, what was it, baking soda or whatever tablets in there. And man, that dude would submerge and he would come back up. It was very, very neat. And so we got us some of those box tops and never how much it was, you know, $2.95 or whatever it was. We put it in an envelope and we send it off to Battle Creek, Michigan. Kellogg's, home of, was it Tony the Tiger or whoever it is? Is that Tony? And that rooster that's on the cornflake box and all them guys. And A lot of folks don't even know what I'm talking about. They eat granola. They don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, we lived out in the country, 15 miles from the nearest small town. Country. And so our mailbox, I don't know, what is it, Phil? Seemed like half a mile from the house. Quarter mile. You have to walk up there, dirt, gravel, you know. And so, man, I'd get in from school, get off the school bus. That's the first thing I want to do. Check that mailbox. Check out why I'm looking for my submarine. And so I'd get there, and I didn't forget about it, you know. I mean, days went by, weeks went by. You know, I guess it took a long time to get them submarines. But every day I would go checking that mailbox. And the Lord brought that to my remembrance so clearly. He said, son, if you'll just do me that way. If you just have as much faith in me as you did in Kellogg's. What does that mean? I was sure they're going to send me that submarine. Is that right?
Yes.
And so I am hoping, expecting that it's there today in the mailbox. And with patience and perseverance, I'm waiting for it. And I'm looking for it. Well, why am I looking for it? Faith is the confidence of things looked for, hoped. It's the evidence. I didn't know what Battle Creek, Michigan was. I'm a little country kid on a dirt road in Mississippi. I mean, I wouldn't have known it. You might as well have said Hong Kong or Taiwan or, you know, to me, I wouldn't have known where Michigan was. But I had faith that I got by reading the back of a cereal box. Faith comes by hearing.
That's right.
Right? And I read and heard off the back of the cereal box that there was submarines could be had that actually worked and submerged and dive and would come back up. And I had faith in people. I never saw Kellogg's. I never saw any of those people. But I was convinced they're sending me a submarine. And so every day I'm looking for that submarine. And lo and behold, one day, Kellogg's was faithful. They came through. There it was in a cardboard box. It wasn't there. And then it was there. It didn't appear. I mean, you know, I didn't know what Battle Creek was. For all I knew, it didn't exist. But I just believed it. Well, if I can believe the back of a cereal box, why can't I believe this? Why can't I believe this? Why can't I be fully persuaded that what he had said, he is well able to do, and he is faithful to perform? Oh, somebody say, I believe it, I believe it. I believe it. Read that next verse, and then we'll go to the other one. What did he say? If we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience, or that's the word for perseverance, wait for it. Faith is all about what you don't see. What you don't see. We look not at what's seen. 1 Peter, in closing. 1 Peter, first chapter, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a living hope, lively living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled. Oh, things are not getting old in heaven. Things are not wearing out. Think about this. No dirt to clean up every day. Incorruptible, undefiled, that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you. You believe that, sir?
Yes.
You never saw it. You believe it, sir?
Yes.
Well, if you can't see it and feel it, it doesn't exist. No, it does exist. In fact, this is the stuff that's temporary and fading away, going away. Said, you're kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. wherein you greatly rejoice, though for a season, if it need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Is He going to appear? Are we going to see Him? Yes, we are, and it's going to be glorious. Whom what? Talking about Jesus, our Savior, whom having not seen, the vast majority of us have not seen Him. Yet, we what? You love. Anybody in here love Jesus? Do you love the Master? You hadn't seen Him, but you love Him. You're walking by faith. Though now you see Him not, says it again, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. When? Look at this phrase. Yet believing you rejoice. Say it out loud. Believing you rejoice. Say it again. Believing you rejoice. Say it another time. Believing you rejoice. What if Thomas had believed instead of being unbelieving? How would he have responded differently? The women come running in there. We've seen Him. We saw Him. I touched Him. We saw the Master. The other two guys, what would Thomas, how would he have responded if he had believed? He would have said, He's alive! He's alive! Oh, just like He said, just like He said. He would have had a running spell. Is that right? When you believe, you rejoice. If you don't rejoice, you don't believe. If the Lord tells you, you're healed, and you go, well, I know all them verses is in there, but I feel bad. Then your reality is what you feel. And you're saying, this is more real to me than the Bible. This is more real to me than you. I meet all your needs. I'm taking care of you. You're going to be fine. Well, I sure hope so. That's not even Bible hope. That's just a wish. I wish it would be. But if you believe it, you've heard from the head of the church. You've heard from the one who's involved in the creation of everything you can feel and see. You should rejoice. When you believe, you rejoice.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me